because you don't need to have the CIA do this when you're on the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. But it'd be one thing if it was even 90% or 95%. But every case of mass shooting, every time, I mean, I keep waiting for it not to be. I keep waiting for the new mass shooting to not be. I mean, go look at it for yourself. We ought to do an article about that. Not just about this latest guy being on Prozac. I know Steve's doing one. Or they won't say what type of serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It's a whole family, but it's like just like there's 15 brands of Coca-Cola flavored soft drinks, RC Cola, Coca-Cola, Pepsi. There's a whole bunch of brands. It's the same thing. It tastes the same. It does the same thing. There's different combinations and strengths. So we don't know which type of serotonin reuptake inhibitor, but they admit he was on them. And Ritalin, by the way. Harris was on both. Klybold was only on antidepressants. The mixture is particularly volatile, and the psychologists and psychiatrists don't even debate whether there's drug mixing problems. They just do it. You know, give somebody a high-powered amphetamine, that's what it is, and then go ahead and mix it up with an hallucinogen. And the psychotropics are in the hallucinogenic family. Go look it up in the encyclopedia. Go look it up in the different medical dictionaries that are online, mainstream. They are in the hallucinogenic family, but they only put you into kind of a dazed, subconscious sleepwalking state. In fact, they put large areas of your brain, but not the entire brain, when you're hopped up on these things, into a kind of REM sleep, sleepwalking state. People can drive cars while they're sleepwalking. They can do all sorts of things. They can walk down the street and get hit by a bus. Well, it puts you into a brainwave state very similar to that.